With the threat of a government shutdown once again looming, Speaker Mike Johnson faces pushback from his own party over a potential spending deal with Democrats. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane, is watching the situation closely.
To a certain extent, this is such uncharted territory to have a narrow majority and a substantive group of people in your own party that basically aren't willing to take yes for an answer. They find fault with any deal that's struck. What they really would like to see is a shutdown in some cases. They're largely unconcerned with the economic impacts to their own rural constituents in some instances.
Lane says the roller coaster of continued national budget instability is having a damaging effect on farm businesses.
It's always a strain. Just like market volatility has been a big story in the cattle industry over the last few months, political instability also is detrimental to the business environment. If you don't know whether the government's going to be open next week, it's very difficult for you to plan in your business and do all the things you need to do to be successful. So absolutely, instability, volatility, those are words that are always going to be toxic to a business environment, particularly a small business environment where they don't necessarily have capital to weather long-term shutdowns or massive market shocks. We've seen that time and time again over the last few years, and it's no different looking at these circumstances in front of us now.
While Speaker Johnson has his work cut out for him just a few months into his new position, Lane says it would likely be the same struggle no matter who carried the title of Speaker. I'm Sabrina Halverson.